Hello, everyone. Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I have Caitlin Fusco here. We've known each other for many years already, and we're on a mastermind group together. And she's got some amazing resources that I think we did a talk about a year ago and recorded. And I was like, I want to get all the great things out you're doing. So, Caitlin, if you want to tell people about you, and then we'll dive into my questions.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Leslie. Thank you so much for having me. This is such a joy to be able to talk about some of our favorite subjects together. So like Leslie said, my name is Caitlin Fusco. I started out as a midwife's apprentice. I got into home birth and then had my own babies at home, ended up needing to take time off call just with toddlers. It was clear to me that with my situation, we needed to be at home. So I stopped apprenticing and started thinking about other ways that I could serve home birth mothers because, you know, obviously, I'm sure so many of the people watching this know, you know, there's kind of been a lack of information for people to even know that home birth is an option. And how do we maneuver that? How do we navigate home birth? So I started with creating the podcast Happy Home Birth back in, God, it's been 3 years now. It was January, yeah, almost to the day, January of 2019 is when it launched officially. And then I had my second child soon after that. And between launching the podcast in January and having her in June, I had heard so many varieties of birth, you know, the way that it unfolded. And I'd seen dozens and dozens of beautiful home births, but still, I guess maybe from hearing them from different areas of the United States, it was like, oh, there are different ways that this can happen than I even realized. And I kind of felt like maybe I could be more involved in the birthing experience. So I started trying to develop my own techniques of how to really cope well in labor, and had my second baby, and it was the most peaceful, calm, beautiful home birth. I mean, it was a dream. And so then I decided to start focusing on childbirth education for home birth mothers specifically, along with the Happy Home Birth podcast, which has up until this point really pretty solely focused on birth stories. So that's where we are today.
Well, and I think it was so cool. I think you and I connected because I started to tell my birth story on your podcast, and one thing led to another. But I think we've got YouTube and people are watching water births and home births, but I think the actual stories, are what's I mean, thousands of years we tell stories and it's kind of a lost art because of the social side and the virtual world we're in. So I love, like, you have the side for the home births and the birth stories. And then Amber Wilson has the Journey to Midwifery podcast. And so she has the midwifery career journey stories. And I think we need more podcasts like that. I think we need more where women are telling their own stories, these birth stories, the impact. I mean, there's so many studies talking about how women need to tell their birth stories. They need to be heard, and they need to, and not just the positive ones, but also the ones so we can learn from each other. Because I think sometimes people think, well, I didn't have that perfect home birth. I didn't have that perfect hospital birth and all this stuff happened. So my story shouldn't be heard. And it's the complete opposite. We want to hear everyone's story. We want to learn from each other. We want the knowledge, and everybody's birth story is unique. So I just think it's amazing what you're doing. And I know this last year you've expanded your, you've got a Facebook group, the Happy Home Birth, if it's the community, if I recall.
Podcast community. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so that's a great resource. I don't go on it as much as I used to, but sometimes it's nice. People will flag me because if they have more medical questions, I think it's nice. It's a good even mix of consumers and healthcare providers on that group. So just a very general, informal, particularly to home births. I know there's a few birth center clients that are on there as well, but I love your childbirth education course that you've made online. So if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so like I said, with Happy Home Birth Academy, it stemmed from my own experiences. And one thing that I was thinking about as I was creating it was the fact that, you know, there are so many amazing childbirth education options. There really are. There's, you know, hypnobirthing, Bradley, all these different methods that I think at the meat are really getting to the same thing, and that's learning how to deeply relax. But the difference is that even the best of these courses are focused on typically birth in the hospital setting. And as we know, home
Or
birth is
that's
just
the
a total.
assumption. It's not even like the
Right.
location is never really talked about. It's just the assumption that this is where you're going versus the environment is just as powerful as educating her about the birth itself. And so that's where I love the angle you went to. I mean, educating for a hospital birth in her home are very different pathways because the setting and the team around you and the resources available. So I love that you changed the angle of focus for your education.
And I felt like even just using the correct words makes a difference. It's really just kind of solidifying that, yes, this is my choice. Yes, I am planning to give birth at home, and hearing it over and over as we're preparing, we're taking time to focus on what it is that we want. And obviously, there have been moms that have gone through and ended up needing to transport and transfer. And we talk about that inside of the program, about how that is by no means a failure. And there are times when clearly transferring to the hospital is the best thing. And thank goodness that we have that option. So I love the fact that we're able to talk about home birth as what we are planning. And if it goes a different way, well, I mean, you still had a home birth. Like, you still had the home birth experience. You still had the midwifery experience. This was your goal. This was your desire. You focused on preparing for that. But then we have discussion of, okay, so what happens if we do need to transfer to the hospital? How are we going to handle that situation? How do we walk into the hospital still owning our power? Because that's a huge focus of the course, is the fact that this birth, whether you want it to be or not, is your responsibility as the mother. It is. Like, we can accept our responsibility and really enjoy it and totally embody that feeling of, yes, this is me doing this. Or we can try to give it to someone else because that feels more comfortable, especially I think in our society where we're so used to, like, okay, here, you
No
take care of my
direct
problem. Like,
accountability. Yeah, it's like
yeah.
I'll just outsource that, and then if something happens, it's not my fault.
It wasn't my fault. Yeah, it was, well, the doctor said, like, okay, but you know, the doctor does not care about your birth as much as you do. The midwife doesn't care about your birth as much as you do. As the mother, this affects you directly the most. We all know this. And as midwives, I think, I mean, and as an attendant, we want the mother to feel that responsibility, to feel that weight and that power, because so much power exists when we step into that role and accept, like, these are my choices, this is my decision. I'm going to learn what I can learn. I'm going to learn to control what I can control, surrender what I can't, and I'm going to feel empowered no matter how the circumstances play out. You know, we cannot control outcomes, but we can control our mindset and the way that we approach things. And really, at that point, the outcomes matter a lot less when we completely, you know, involve ourselves in the situation and know that, oh, well, I did everything that I could do, and I took responsibility, and I milked this for all that it was worth.
Well, and I think part of it comes to that's why I chose to go into midwifery. The power that a woman's birth, good or bad, has a lifelong effect. I put it up with like planning your wedding and planning a baby are like very similar levels because you're how you're going to bond, how you're going to care for yourself, how you're going to look at yourself, your confidence, everything is a ripple effect of how you birth your babies. It just really is. And so that was the thing that drew me so much to midwifery. And so I love how your class, it doesn't just focus on breathing neck techniques and tools and the surface level, you dig deep into the psychology of birthing and the prep for the emotional side, not just the physical changes happening in your body.
Right. Thank you. That's a great point, because you're right. It is so, birth is such an emotional thing. And I think one of the reasons that maybe, you know, so many people are giving birth in the hospital without considering giving birth at home is because they don't realize how much of a transformation this actually is. And when we think back to how birth has always been, you know, culturally for ages, it's been viewed as a rite of passage. And we've watered that down to, you know, a baby shower. Like, you know, it's such a massive, life-altering, forever-changing event, no matter how many times you give birth. Each time, it totally alters you. We know this. And so I think that when we don't know it, you know, societally, when we don't know it, then we don't know to put emphasis on it. And then, gosh, missing out on that, it just that breaks my heart. So I really want to educate mothers on like, hey, this is huge. This is a big deal, and we can grow so much for through this, and we can experience that transformation in such a powerful, encouraging way. And it influences your entire motherhood. And like I said, that's not necessarily based on the outcome. That's based on our mindset shift and how we use whatever happens to push us forward and give us that courage and power.
Well, I think too, when I did my home births for my practice, it was amazing to see the mind shift, even compared to, I would try to be as empowering as possible in the hospital setting, but it's not nearly because there's so many systems that the midwife, the healthcare provider can't control. They can't control the nurse that's on call. They can't control the protocols. They can't control who's the doctor that's covering that shift. Like when you have a home birth, the midwives have so much more of an opportunity to protect it. But what I was getting at was even just the mindset of when there is a bad outcome or there is something, the client is directly part of the decision making every step of it. That the perception, like my postpartum hemorrhages, the emotional trauma was night and day different than the postpartum hemorrhages in the home setting, because they were directly, there was so much more being done to them versus they were part of it. Like I'm like, okay, you got to get up to the toilet, help me deliver the placenta, this is what's going on, versus we've got 1,000 people shoving extra IVs and doing all this stuff around them. That the it's I would love to see more studies of just, even though it's the exact same act, the emotional compounding effect of just the little shifts we can do, like you were talking about, how you can approach things, how you can talk. We give so much to the studies and statistics about the complications and the outcomes, but we don't do nearly as much with psychology because it's a lot harder. There's so many variables in place. So no, I've loved the community you've created online, the resources. I mean, just think, I mean, 2019, it's going to be 3 years. Just think the next 5 years, what you're going to do because of your love and the angle. So I it's amazing to me. I guess, do you have, if you want to give any hints, what your plans for 2022 or any big projects you have coming up?
Yeah, so I do have something really exciting that I've been working on. It's more of, it, like you mentioned, the community aspect is so huge, and I think that we're all looking for that. We're looking for people that we can connect with, that we feel we relate closely to, especially during pregnancy. I think of first-time moms in particular, but I mean any mom. You want to connect with people that are going through something similar, and learn from each other. And it doesn't stop with birth, but pregnancy is such a great time to form those bonds. So the next step for Happy Home Birth is I'm creating something called the Home Birth Collective, which is going to be a big focus on community. It's going to be smaller, more intimate, whereas Happy Home Birth Academy, you know, it's very self-paced and you can go through it as quickly or as slowly as you want. The Home Birth Collective is going to give access to Happy Home Birth Academy, but there's going to be an expanded addition to that. So there's going to be a lot more of, you know, the mom thinking through, how does this apply to me? You know, it's just going to be much more personal in that way. And then we're also going to be adding prenatal centering calls, where it's going to be, you know, certain groups of moms meeting together and talking about pregnancy specific, home birth specific questions with a midwife who is not their care provider, but that's there to listen and lend an ear. And so I'm
Home
super
birth
excited.
hotline. I already see it now.
Yeah, I love that. And then there are going to be a lot of guest expert trainings, and I'm so excited about that because this is basically my desire was, what would I want? What is my just dream if I were pregnant right now? How would I want to experience this? And so I'm just wanting to put together this just beautiful group and a way to just gain as much knowledge as possible in a super loving, close, intimate environment. So that's what we're working on with the Home Birth Collective. I don't have a launch date yet, but I do have a waiting list at myhappyhomebirth.com/collective if anybody wants to learn more information about that.
Well, it keeps making me think of the movie with Kevin Costner, the Field of Dreams. You build it, they will come. It's creating an opportunity for people to find like-minded individuals. Sometimes people feel so alone, but there's millions of people out there that are thinking like you. And I think with all the social media censorship and all the direction happening, trying to make a gateway where people are a minority, but they have like-minded networks to find each other in is very powerful. So I'm very excited. And we'll have to talk off air about what expert topics you need and what I can help you with in 2022. But that's
You're
so
already on my
exciting.
list, Leslie.
So, Caitlin, I think you're doing amazing things. She's also, I mean, on top of her business side, you're a mama and a wife, and you're running all the thousands of roles. I always like to finish with how do you balance expanding your business with the work life like components? I know it has its ups and downs, and we were just talking about how it was a little harder. Your husband's is shifting schedules, but how do we pursue our own dreams when we've got all these other roles that we're doing?
I think that part of that is leaning in when people offer help. You've got to accept that help. And then another aspect of it for me has been way more on my mindset of things. Not approaching things with a feeling of scarcity of like, oh, I've only got this short amount of time and I have to get all these things done right now. And there's, just such a fear mindset. So I've been working on, I was telling Leslie before, I've been working on some emotional freedom technique tapping, to help calm my nervous system so that when I do have time to work, I can be fully present and focus on working. And when I'm homeschooling my 5-year-old, I can focus on homeschooling my 5-year-old, and I don't need to be thinking about the email that I need to send in 5 hours. There are times to work and there are times to play, and I don't want to spend all of my time focusing on business when I have such a beautiful family around me that needs my attention. So figuring out the balance, obviously, every day is different. Sometimes we get a lot of work done. Sometimes we get no work done. But it doesn't matter. It's okay.
Well, it's
I
always
can take my
progress.
time
I
on
think
this.
that's the big thing is you're always making momentum, even if it's baby steps or a big leap, because you got an opportunity to get the kids out of the house. Grandma took them for the weekend or whatever it is. But I think it's very interesting for me to talk to female business owners because we all struggle with it. We have so many passions and dreams for our families and our own self, plus our businesses. And how do we dream in moderation? How do we dream what's realistic expectations of a human body? Because we think we're superwomen and then our bodies try to tell us otherwise. So.
So
Well,
true.
thank you so much, Keelan. I am so excited for 2022. I'll put at the bottom of the description your links. But if there's an email or something easy for people to contact you, I think particularly midwives, because that's most of my followers, like your resources are absolutely amazing for the home birth community.
Yes, and I wish that I had thought to say that beforehand. I do have an affiliate program specifically for midwives because my goal is to assist you in running your practice, and having a passive stream of income is so helpful. I mean, even if it's just a couple of clients per month that you're sending through Happy Home Birth Academy, you're helped by them by understanding that yes, they are going to have a full comprehensive education for childbirth, especially for home birth. And then also you are able to have a passive stream of income. So if you are interested in that, you can go to myhappyhomebirth.com/affiliate. And Leslie, I started talking and then totally forgot where I was going with that.
You're
So
okay. No, I think that was really important. I forgot about your affiliate program too, because you and I are on the same page. Like, how do we help out the midwives with extra ancillary services, passive income, like true passive income? I think midwives too much forget that we have so much value we offer to people. They value our expertise, our knowledge. If you're recommending a supplement all the time, you're recommending a childbirth education because you think it's amazing, or you're referring to a doula all the time or an LC, like there is financial values from that. We don't give enough credit. So I appreciate you bringing that up because that's something really important to me is midwives think our only value is our time we're exchanging. But as you transition to a business owner, your relationships, your knowledge, there's other forms of currency out there, especially being a new business startup. Like I tell people to negotiate like crazy because you have so much value you don't give credit to. So if you're already telling your first time moms to take an amazing childbirth education class, you might as well get a cut from it. So I'll put your link down below. So you email me after we're done, Caitlin, with just all the stuff you want me to put in the description. But yeah, I think it's an amazing resource. I just asked you what is the best way for them to contact you. That was all I asked.
So. That's perfect. Yep. So Caitlin@myhappyhomebirth.com. KATELYN.
Perfect. Well, I'm excited to see what you change. I know my goal for you in like 2023 is to expand to birth centers because there's a huge need for childbirth education that direction. Especially, I mean, most of my consulting clients have been birth centers, and post-COVID, there is such a need to expand services to birth centers. So you and I could definitely talk offline. You'll have to have a happy home birth academy and a happy birth center academy.
Exactly. That's perfect.
Okay. Well, have a great day, Caitlin. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Leslie.